shit
hey,
on
yo,
you.
L Dot.
What up, Ico?
Need a hot 16.
You want a pyro?
I need something real smooth.
You want an ice cold?
Just give me whatever you got.
Okay, here I go. Any instrumental I ever went through, you see it's evidential. I could challenge Excalibur with a pencil. And when I lead, they all follow like apprentice. Check it via Twitter and no, not to mention. I see more teeth than...
Hey, Ico. What are you doing?
That's not it. The world's most regular podcast. Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Regular Podcast, episode 11. My name is Ico the Rain Man. I'm joined by Buster Hyman.
Hi.
John Roy Baca.
Yeah, yeah.
And returning, once again, the man who was once believed to be dead, Mr. Derek Geyer.
Hello, hello.
And how's everyone doing tonight? What's up?
I'm all right.
Dude, I'm erect.
You're what?
He's fully erect.
Why?
Fully erect right now.
Why is that?
Because I'm on the world's most regular podcast.
True. New laptop,
duh.
New toy.
And new laptop.
Feeling
yeah.
good. Everyone's feeling good.
New toy.
Everyone's got new toys.
Yeah,
this
new
week.
Toys.
What do you got, Johnny Bacchus? A couple. Buddy went shopping. Post a little picture on Instagram.
Got a new TV, the Xbox One, of course.
Oh,
or you could also call it the Killer Instinct box. Whichever way you want to slice it, a controller,
slash FIFA
some berries.
Box. With a dog on the back. Don't forget about the dog.
The dog
you
is very
shout
important.
Out.
That's
yeah.
a large draw.
That's pretty much the whole shoe.
Yeah, when I saw the bag, I was like, I have to buy shoes here.
Honestly, what are you going...
There's a
$400 for a mediocre fighting game. I was playing it last night. I was really tired. I was just like getting my ass beat by the AI.
Derek...
Now, the AI is intense, I'm not gonna lie. You can't play that shit on
not good at
story mode.
The game is better than decent. You're giving it no credit
yeah.
whatsoever. That game is solid.
It's my favorite fighting game.
I don't care. I don't like the way it moves, and I don't care.
It moves
for
like Street Fighter.
Jackson
moves
literally put in a shift of the worst fighting game anything I've ever seen in my life. He's literally just standing there mashing light punch and light kick. And the computer is just straight
bro.
Bodying it. Yeah. Like, I was, like, going to tutorial mode and learn how to play the game, and he was, like, stubborn. Like he was just going to learn the mechanics, like, by mashing light.
Don't care.
Dude, I hate when the AI is just fucking my ass up with combos. Like,
bro,
the people,
you
with people,
to AI.
Play that shit on medium or hard, and I want to see you win. But people... Like, I understand people continuing combos after you die because you're getting your ass beat because, you know, humans have control of that. But the AI, when you die, they do the same shit. They just keep whooping your ass, and you're like, I'm dead.
I was thinking about this last night at right before I fell asleep. Like, if you're going to give, like, all right. If you buy the game, don't just give one character for free. Give at least two. So your
Bro,
other person...
giving the
play.
Game away for free. I have
not
the whole game. I just only have one character.
Not necessarily. They give you one character.
And no levels.
Y'all niggas told me four.
That's not like a game.
I looked at it earlier. It's like $30 for every character. And that includes for season 2 and all the levels.
It's not bad.
Oh, did you buy it?
No, not yet. I don't get my check card until whatever it comes in the snail mail.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal. Like, I was looking at it too. It's not that bad. There's even like a $48 option for
how
all.
How much are
like
each character?
$30 instead of $60 for a game.
Yeah,
that's
it's
good.
$5 if you buy them individually, but it's $30 for all of them, and then for all the ones. That
all I'm saying is they should have given like, even though it's like a trial, like you just download it, like oh, like what, like give like a one other character.
Yeah.
So like if. Because we got on the couch the other day and we wanted to play, and like, you can only choose one character.
You guys were pretty
like,
misleading
like,
with that
fuck?
Last
like,
podcast.
Shit.
I was so excited to get home and play it, downloaded it for like an hour, and I'm like, alright, cool, four characters to start off with.
An hour? It took
and
us
I,
like 10 minutes.
No, I'm exaggerating. And then I fucking turned it on, go to play, and one character, and I was like, that's.
Oh, yeah,
pressing.
Phones and stuff.
Sorry, that was my Rugrats stream.
Rugrats stream?
Yeah, bro. Rugrats is that shit.
But, I don't know. I'll give it another chance since I feel bad that he spent $400 on a fucking Xbox that wouldn't work. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, first episode of us having internet in this fucking house. Jesus Christ, it's been a month without internet. We've been living like cavemen.
Fucking
cavemen.
Isolated from society.
Man.
Like
fucking
some sort of
paleo
like
lifestyle.
Post-apocalyptic. Like,
but hold on. This brings up
dystopian.
Yeah. Before we even get to the Edgar report, this starts up my next complaint here with the Xbox. We forgot, again, ladies and gentlemen, that the Xbox does not work without internet. We did not have internet yesterday, which was the day that the Xbox was purchased. You boot up the Xbox and it gets to... basically
the
menu.
Opening screen, and it's like, pick your wireless network. And then I'm like,
bitch,
cancel, and it's like, what do you mean you don't have a wireless network? Like, try again? Or pick network. I was like, okay.
No,
fuck
bro.
You, machine.
Fuck you, machine.
So we couldn't get internet until I basically remembered that we could hotspot internet through my phone, and it worked.
Bro.
And then we had to download an update that took a long time to download, and then a while to install. And then Xbox was just acting weird.
It wouldn't put the disc in and
colors.
It made like a grinding noise.
I don't know
noise.
If that was an internet thing.
No, it made a grinding noise. That was because our internet
wouldn't load. Yeah, it wouldn't load the ads because the internet was not up to par.
Yeah,
but,
I suppose.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys bought a food processor disguised as an Xbox.
Which basically was what it was.
Which is to note, ladies and gentlemen, if that your Xbox doesn't have ads running through it, your Xbox is basically just black. Which is letters on the screen,
You need
terrible.
Ads.
Yeah.
Of course you need
bro,
ads.
Bro, ads are the
How
future,
do you know what
bro?
You're gonna buy?
It's yeah. hilarious.
They even customize it to where it will be things that you are interested in.
Yeah, I was talking about that the other day, I just want to, look at, only,
dildos.
Maybe, diaper ads for, a month and see if, on my Facebook, only diaper ads start showing up. Because right now it's all, like hot local singles near you.
So what is that telling us that you're looking at, huh?
Well, obviously, a lot of porn, but...
All right, so let's not delay the inevitable, and let's get things started.
Yeah. Shame in my game, bro.
Yeah.
I got no slack in my Mac.
All right.
No slipping in my pimple.
Let's start the Edikawa report. I don't know if it was yesterday or today, but...
Before we start this, I just found an Instagram called Pokemon and Kush. How great is that?
Basically the two things I live for.
Is that Dark Charizard?
That's
from
Dark
the Team
Charizard
Rocket release.
With
I
fucking
that,
nice
dude.
Slab.
Of boogers.
He was way worse than the original
yeah.
Charizard, but it was like Dark Charizard, so you had
Was that like the Black Eye version?
No, it's the Team Rocket release, so all the Pokemon were the dark
evil.
Version.
Was that only in Japan?
No, they released it in Japan first, obviously, so some gas stations would have, the Japanese booster packs, but
bro,
it came out in American
like
as well.
No gas stations on here, don't lie to me. Don't lie to me.
7-Eleven used to have
it.
Yeah.
Lying whore,
when,
so are you.
No, 7-Eleven, yeah.
When
I used
Pokemon
to
was at, the height of its popularity, they had, Pokemon and Magic cards at gas stations.
I don't know that. That's weird. Yeah, sorry you got off on that segue just to start off, but...
Batman is 75. Happy birthday. Woo!
Round of applause. Baby, make that... Oh, wrong song there.
So what does that make Sherlock Holmes, 100?
In 97.
No.
How old is Zorro?
Batman was 19.
How old is Ben-Hur?
1930.
How old is Moses?
75 years.
Crickets.
Moses is a death, bro.
They're nothing. But how old would he be if he was still alive?
Favorite Batman anything? Game or movie?
Game or movie?
That
or
just reminds you of Batman.
Fuck.
Buster Hyman, ladies and gentlemen.
Skip me, I'll come back. Come back to me.
Oh, Batman, fuck. I remember that earlier.
Yeah, that was a good porn.
Yeah.
Go for it. John Rohrbacher, we're going back to Buster in a little bit.
The Killing Joke by Alan Moore.
Tell us what the Killing Joke is.
Killing Joke is a famous story. It's like a one-shot that Alan Moore wrote. And basically, it's the Joker at the beginning of the book shows up at Barbara Gordon's house and, shoots her through the gut. And, the bullet pierces her spine and she gets paralyzed. Like, him and his goons, rape her and,
no way.
Fuck her up and, take pictures of it.
Like, literally rape her.
Yeah. And then, they take pictures of it. He's wearing this vacation suit and he has a camera and he's smile.
Are you serious? That's fucked up.
And then
he has that costume.
So he takes over this abandoned circus. He Joker gasses the guy who's selling it and then just moves in there basically. And they kidnap Lieutenant Gordon or Commissioner Gordon, and they dose him with LSD, they give him a bunch of LSD, and
nice.
They put him on this fucked up roller coaster that goes through, this abandoned amusement park, and like he'll go through like these sections where it's all like these weird like creepy cherubs and like he's tripping out and like the screen is like pictures of his daughter getting raped and like it's basically just the Joker trying to prove to Batman that one sane person could have like a bad day like he did and become just as crazy. But at the end, like, that was a huge part of like the Joker plotline in The Dark Knight. It was based on the Killing Joke. And like at the end, like Batman saves Lieutenant Gordon in the story, and he's like, you know, you'll be okay. He leaves him with the cops, and he goes to confront the Joker, and he's like, how many times are we gonna do this? You know, like this is only gonna end one way. Like you know where it's gonna go.
Yeah.
Like make your choice now, and the Joker like tells him a joke, and then Batman like fucking shanks him, and it shows like the Joker dying like in a puddle and the Batmobile driving off.
Shit, I was gonna ask you what storyline does that. I know it's a one shot.
It's a
one
shot,
like,
so
what?
It's not canon.
I know, but like,
but it does take
which,
some
yeah,
sort of things.
Like, where is
though.
It? Where,
like,
what storyline is it like taking out of? You know what I mean?
It's not. It's a one like.
I know it's a one shot, but I mean like,
well,
like
he,
what you Parker. Like? What kind of like?
He means like
where did taking influence come
in the main storyline of like the numbered series of Batman. Joker did
off.
Shoot, what's it called, Barbara. She did get paralyzed, and she couldn't be Batgirl, but I don't think he raped her in that. I think Alan Moore took that little thing, and
Alan Moore did this in, like, the late 80s. Like, if anything, that was based on...
Yeah, maybe he did
Alan
it before,
story.
Yeah.
And, like, he's really famous for doing that, like, taking characters like Superman, like, I think his title is, like, Whatever Happened to the Man of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's about, like,
about
an alternate universe where Superman, like,
died.
Existed and then he died. And, like, what happened after that. And, like, how much the people, like, wished that he had appreciated it.
No, but I'm saying, like before you go on, like, I'm saying, like, that, like, obviously, like, it's a one-shot. But, I mean, Batman existed before that. Like, where did they kind of, like... Did they just create a whole separate universe for this whole thing, or was it like?
No, it's like,
well,
yeah,
like
a lot of times
like
in comic
took,
books,
you know,
like an like especially someone like Alan Moore, who's kind of more known for like not doing huge runs apart from like Swamp Thing and Green Lantern in his early career.
Yeah,
like he's a writer who writes standalone stories,
yeah,
and like
yeah,
so
yeah.
Basically, when DC hired him, they're like, okay, here's Batman, like you know, like his background and everything. Write a story for us.
That's what
that's
I'm
from your brain, you know, that
the
your
background.
Is
the background
stories
is
like
where,
fan
though,
fiction,
you know what I mean?
So.
It's his brain, like his
no, know,
idea,
but I mean,
like the.
But
the
I mean, like, you know how there's like so many different Batman arcs and stuff.
Imagine
like, where would that like
Buster?
It's not in any
imagine
of the
you
arcs.
Were famous. Imagine you were just famous actor, right? Hold on,
I'm listening. You're not explaining yourself.
It's
trying to.
It's its own entity.
I know that. I know what a one shot is. Never. I know what I'm saying. But like, I mean, if there was no Batman, that wouldn't come from anywhere. So I'm saying, like,
right? It's the same universe.
Exactly. Which one though?
It's just a one-off story.
Not necessarily which universe, because imagine you were a famous like director, right? And then you one day, just in your own lighthouse, you just wrote a Batman story. Because you know Batman's parents were murdered, and then you have already, like, this of universe characters to play with, and you just decided to tell your own story. And then you gave it to DC, and then you're like, hey, like, this is a story, like, you have someone draw the shit,
okay.
And then, like,
right.
Fucking, like... And, like, it doesn't have to be based off of your main series of comics and stuff like that.
No,
it's like...
I don't think I'm.
It's like Mega Man from like Mega Man X, with the series.
Yeah,
like
I don't
they
think
took
I'm
that idea.
Right.
Like,
I don't
know. No, like that comic we have. Well, Jackson has Arkham Asylum, Mysterious House on Sirius Earth. It's like the same thing. Like it's not part of like the canon Batman story, like Batman 1 through 650, whatever it is now.
No, yeah.
And
well,
and
what is
well,
canon
I guess
nowadays? Because they revamp that thing every time.
I don't think I'm explaining it properly.
Batman
just
used guns,
dude.
But it's just a comic that he wrote that's about like the history of Arkham Asylum, and like DC paid him to write it, and then he wrote a story about Arkham Asylum, and he's like, this is the book, and then they hire an artist to ink it for you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's different. Isn't there different like not origins, but like isn't there like different arcs and stuff for like Batman.
Well, the origins are usually just the same. It's usually
Frank Miller did like the old Batman. Where
like okay, for example, you know how there's a New 52, all that stuff. Like where would that fall in line? Like I'm not saying
that's
the same universe.
That's like their main storyline.
Well,
52 that's not
is
the
just
same
a,
as
a,
one
a completely
shot.
Different arc.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
falling off in.
You can release a one shot when like a main storyline is already out. Like say. Like there was like the event where it's like X-Men versus Avengers,
yeah.
And like that was Marvel's main storyline.
Yeah, okay,
but you could still have like some other writer write a one-shot book, and like it won't be related to that, but
yeah.
it's the character. You know,
there's
yeah,
like
yeah, that's
there's even books like where like Spider-Man trying to join Justice League.
Yeah,
but it's like it's
yeah.
just like you know.
They had a thing called Amalgam Comics.
Oh, and like Marvel Zombies
in the 90s.
Examples. It's like telling the story of like some crazy radical shit that happened. Like what if you know. All these people got infected
no,
by
yeah, yeah.
zombies and blah blah blah. So
they had a thing called Amalgam Comics in the 90s, which was like a crossover between DC and Marvel characters, and like it was like Batman mixed with Wolverine, and the comic was called Dark Claw, and like there's a bunch of different ones. Like it was really fucking cool. Like they would just combine like Spider-Man and like the Green Lantern or something.
He was created by Bob Kane and Bill Finger in 1939, and he was first appeared in Detective Comics number
20. There you go.
So, for all those who didn't know, you said it was The Killing Joke and a serious...
Serious House on Serious Earth.
Okay. Those are your two favorites?
Yeah.
What about, like, visual? Like, I mean like, not visual, I mean, like, animated, like, movie or something like that, like, cartoon.
Of Batman.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity before we move on to Derek.
Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I figured out my favorite. We gotta get to his favorite too, but Batman Beyond. I know it's like not really.
No, I understand. Batman Beyond was dope. Still
just,
really dope. I just watched it seriously.
Like nothing against the regular Batman. I love Batman, but like Terry McGinnis, that's my dude.
Indeed. Derek. Favorite Batman anything?
I mean, I haven't read all the comics. Peter obviously has some. I read, like, various ones because he just throws them at me to read them.
Indeed.
But, so I'd probably have to go visual, you know, direction as far as favorite Batman. I don't know, you probably had to go... I don't know, any of the, like, old-school Batman movies are pretty good.
Like the Michael Keaton Batman?
Yeah. I mean, even, like, I know they don't like the one, like, a lot of people don't like the ones with, like, you know, that's got Poison Ivy in it and, like, Mr. Freeze and stuff. But no, that movie's okay. It's, like, comic booky, though,
yeah.
in my opinion.
It's campy, but I like
yeah.
it.
I love that movie.
I think it's like,
so campy.
Like, overdone in, like, the right way. Like, I don't know.
Chew. Every line that he says is, like, a Freeze punchline.
Yeah, it's like a one-liner,
yeah.
yeah. I think that's
like
why it's
Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's not doing the Freeze. He's doing Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Nah, yeah.
As the Freeze.
The Freeze
yeah.
isn't, like, a villain who, like, banters well with superheroes.
It's still, like, that fucking scene with Robin and Poison Ivy. Like, me and my sister used to make fun of that so much, yo.
Dude,
it was
since
so
today's
weird.
Batman,
like,
Robin
with
that
sorry,
movie.
Lips are immune
like,
to your charm.
Yeah.
Wouldn't your tongue be coated with poison?
Yeah, just like punches him in his shit. Like it was like, what the fuck, yeah. Before we get off, before we get off,
the old movies. Like I want to say the Batman Returns with like the Penguin and like Catwoman,
mm-hmm.
like are just like
Tim Burton.
That one
yeah,
I like even more than like the first one because that movie just like I like Batman's like. Batman and that so much and it was just so dark and it kind of like creeped me out when I was little because that movie was just
Tim
really
Burton's
fucked
yeah,
up man.
But also shout out to the Jack Nicholson Joker.
I was going
to
say
yeah,
Jack Nicholson Joker.
That's the man.
What do you guys
Batman.
Think was better Jack Nicholson or Heath Ledger? Or Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger.
He's
the runner up.
But Jack Nicholson played
so
a more like throwback like Batman like Adam West Batman
no,
type
yeah.
Joker than Heath Ledger, who was more of, like, the, you know, how they had, like,
new
the dark
Joker.
Boom of
yeah.
comics, where
yeah.
it's, like, oh, the
but,
anti-hero. Like,
yeah.
I will say, though, my favorite Batman anything is what I'm actually currently going through right now. Johnny Bacca has been slightly joining me through ins and outs, the Batman animated series.
Yeah. The original one, right?
Yeah,
with Mark Hamill as Joker. Yeah. That's actually really good.
So and me and Bacca just watched Batman and Superman.
That was actually the origin of Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
So she didn't exist before
that. But to be honest, what Batman is bad? Even the Adam West one was like, all right. Like, what can you say that's bad? It's Batman.
Well, there's bad anything. There's a certain Batman.
Yeah, Joel Schumacher.
Oh, like,
Batman is terrible, dude.
By movie standards, yeah, but like, I can't. But
by any standards,
like,
Doug, you can't.
What about
be a
the
serious
remember
Batman
the,
fan
on,
and have
what
bat
about the Batman listen, the Batman Forever Super Nintendo game.
Dude, that game is so.
Game
I don't care.
Bro, I love that game.
I had that game on my Super Nintendo. I was gonna bring that up and say my favorite.
Yo,
game
he was
Joe
watching
movie.
It on like the Angry Video Game Nerd.
You know,
shout
it's just
out
a fucking.
Him. Follow me on Twitter at Vic Von Doom. But,
you know, it's just a Mortal Kombat reskin, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we were talking about. And I was like, once you figure out how to do, like, the
Mortal
special
Kombat,
moves
yeah.
and shit, like, it's easy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, doing, like, bat bowlers and shit, like, fucking you up with bombs.
I remember when I was young, I could not do any of those moves for my life. I was like, what the fuck do you pick?
Because you're trying to play
for?
Like a regular
yeah.
action game. Yeah.
I'm like, you pick these things and you didn't get to fucking use them. What the hell
is
this?
The game is terrible.
It is, but.
Nah,
I still love it.
The whole
I was that thing and it was like brr, psh, brr.
The whole
never picked
an inch for
like, it. Where is this hit?
Remember that little rant that he goes on about what the little bat grapple and how it
yeah.
does nothing and how he has to like traverse through the levels, how cryptic it is.
Dude, it was
it's
so
hilarious.
Fucking weird. I remember I got
and
to
some
play.
Of them look like they're holes in the roof, but
yeah.
you can sit there forever doing it and you'll
yeah.
never go
it
through the roof.
Yeah.
And some of them there's like secret holes in the roof where if you do it there, like at the exact
it's
right place it explodes.
It's
a new area. But like it's not like a secret area where you collect shit. It's a new area that you have to go to
yeah.
advance the plot of the game.
No, I remember how many times I was like, it's a side scroller, so you go to the all the way to the end and you're like, what the fuck? You don't go anywhere.
Playing
like,
that shitty
ass
music. Like, just so trash, bro. Love that game.
It was like 27 different Two Faces trying to fight you. Like, it wasn't even just, it was like 27 of them. And they were like named like Dan and like Gerald and all these like fucking
yeah.
generic ass names. Tom. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
Clown Tony.
Like,
what?
Shouts out
from Robert
shouts
Bryan.
Out to
like,
yeah. Before we get off that topic, though, what's your guys' favorite Batman villain?
Alright, number.
What's your favorite Batman villain? Fuck Tom.
Oh, favorite Batman villain?
Completely just like.
Yeah. No, I was looking at the second. I was looking at the second.
Scarecrow because he's a Yellow Lantern. But go
is
ahead.
It really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's badass. I forgot you told me about that. Yeah, I was actually going to say Scarecrow's probably.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's him or if it's. I can't remember.
I mean, the Joker's the dopest, but like.
No,
yeah. Joker is Joker, though.
I don't even want to put out. I can't,
yeah,
like, can't pick Joker.
But yeah, come on.
Pick Joker.
Batman villain? Yeah, I guess maybe Scarecrow.
I fucks with Mad Hatter.
Mad
Hatter's
alright.
That's
yeah.
the one that makes him like the bunny, right?
Yeah, he's like an Alice.
That's the one. I fucks with Mad Hatter.
I don't know. I gotta say Scarecrow from playing Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
Just so dope in
yeah.
that and fucking game. Oh my god.
And he's pretty much like one of the like baddest.
Actually,
if he gets you,
story,
you're
yeah, you are.
In
it's
the
true.
Story where Scarecrow becomes the Yellow Lantern. The Yellow Lantern ring goes to Bruce Wayne first.
Are you serious? He's a fucking Yellow Lantern too?
No, it tried, like, it went up to him. It's like, Bruce Wayne, like, you have the ability to instill great fear. Like, do you want to join like,
oh,
the
yeah,
Yellow
it's
Lantern
guy,
corps?
Right?
Yeah, and he's just, like, you know, looking all stoic, like, chilling on a gargoyle or something. And he's just like, nah, bro. And then it flies off into Gotham City, and he, like, chases after it. But, like, it goes to Scarecrow.
That's insane. Yeah, Scarecrow is pretty intense. Like I said, like we were saying, if he gets you, you're pretty much fucked.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
He gets that
again,
fear
yeah.
serum or whatever.
Yeah, fear serum, yeah.
Okay.
True.
Anyway.
Number two on the Eddie Gower Report. Now, this is interesting. All right, ladies and gentlemen, work with me here. The regular people who listen to this show.
Yes.
All right? They're just a bunch of regular people. Number two on the Eddie Gower Report. You know who Dwayne Johnson is, sir?
Yes, I know who Dwayne Johnson is? For gosh sakes.
Speaking of which, I'm going to see Hercules on Friday.
Why? Dude, I saw
because
his biceps in the
picture. How does he get his biceps that huge?
He works out in less.
But that's ridiculous.
My friend
though.
Phil
just
went to the same LA Fitness.
His biceps are fucking huge.
They're always obviously juicing. Everyone in the WWE has juices.
You guys fuck with Daquan memes?
All right, listen.
Young meme lord over here.
Right. don't do that again. Listen. Number two on the Edgar Report. Dwayne Johnson. The Rock. Shazam. He teases that he may be Shazam. What the fuck?
I told you he was gonna be Shazam.
No, you didn't.
Yes, you
said
did. You're like, oh, he's gonna be like some fucking obscure superhero. I'm like,
no.
No,
he
been
was rumored to
be Shazam.
Rumored to be John
Stewart.
Oh, no,
Black Adam. I thought Black Adam.
Yeah, you said Black Adam.
Yeah.
But I thought it was almost... He tweeted once when... and there was like a lot of rumors that he was talking to DC about being a DC character coming up. And then everyone was like, oh my god, which character is he going to play? And then he writes on his Twitter, hashtag John Stewart can whoop Superman's ass.
Well, that's just obvious.
And he said, all right, so he says that, and everyone's like, whoa, are you going to play the Green Lantern? And then this is what this is going on. Dwayne Johnson has made no secret the fact that he wants to star in a superhero movie based on the illuminating new interview. That sounds like we may know what movie he will be in. Speaking of Total Film, Johnson said that he and DC Comics have been discussing projects for a while and that it's difficult to find the right character for him to play because of his personality and appearance. But now it seems they may have finally settled on something. Shit, I don't want to see him as Shazam.
It makes sense, though. Just how we're talking about Hercules.
I would rather see him as Black Adam than Shazam.
Yeah, hold on.
I'd see him as the Thing.
You know, I was...
That's racist. That's racist.
How's that racist? When is the
He's
thing...
not even black.
Yeah.
He's just like...
And when is the Thing black?
Exactly what I was thinking. Like,
thank you. Not understanding
but
like, irony or sarcasm.
You know that movie Justice League Doom? You said that you watched it where Green Lantern and Batman team up in the beginning.
What? That's the one where Batman.
Well, it wasn't Doom. No, it wasn't Doom. That was Justice League. Yeah, something. Yeah, that they had a version of Shazam in that movie where he, like, when he transformed, it, like, was like a little like teenage old like young 20s version of him with like spiky hair. He didn't have like that old 50s like look to him, you know, that like with
the
like,
Justice League.
And I really liked that design, and he had like the hoodie over him and he had like spiky hair, kind of like anime style. And I was like, man, like this is how they should do this within the movies. But if you do have that Dwayne Johnson approach to it, like he's very like,
bro, did you know The Rock was the highest grossing movie star in Hollywood last year?
Damn.
Wait, really?
But The Rock,
probably just cause he's doing so many movies.
Yeah,
though,
such
right?
volume.
Yeah, exactly.
And like all his movies do well in the box office, you know.
Yeah,
like,
they do decent.
He does
yeah.
like family comedy movies and like action movies and shit.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
They're like B movies. Like he's never gonna win an Oscar, but like he's banking off of it.
Yeah.
You guys have watched Scorpion?
He's
King?
Even gonna be in the next music video.
I love
bro.
The Rock, bro.
Yeah,
he's gonna be in our next
Scorpion
music video.
He's the most electrifying man in the acting world today.
I was gonna say when you were saying that, what's his name? Robert Downey
the
Jr.
Rock is cooking.
But this is what he said though. He goes, there's a character out there that we're going to soon announce, he revealed. He has a power of Superman.
Turn into The Rock.
And it's not the Green Lantern, by the way, believe me. John Stewart. He is a character who I wanted to play, but there's already a version of Green Lantern, and we're... So now we've gone in a slightly different direction. So Hal Jordan may actually be the man after all, obviously. Probably not Reynolds. But this character has the powers of Superman. He can throw down. Let's say it's not Shazam.
The Thing.
If it's not Shazam, who would it be?
Yo,
The Thing.
Who do you remember like, the Wonder really Woman. Old school Justice League cartoon? Like the like 60s one where it had like the Legion of Doom and shit and like Green Lantern was still weak against Yellow? There was like a superhero who was like a black guy and like his bottom half would turn into a tornado.
Oh, yeah. Like,
was,
like There's like Black Thunder. Super
racist. Yeah.
There's
like
one flaw in this. Black Thunder. The Rock isn't black though.
Yeah, he's Samoan.
He's light skinned though.
He's
so,
Samoan.
But so they're gonna put
a long lineage of great Samoan.
But I'm just saying, if the guy you're talking about is black, then he would just be a light skinned version of him, I guess.
Dude, I don't know, but he's playing Samuel Jackson right now, doing literally everything he can.
Yeah,
whatever.
Everything
all,
he can
I
touch.
Feel like in comics, all bets should be off now because like we have Black Captain America and Woman Thor. Like, what does it matter if like a Shazam is black or if the Flash is?
What
black
is that all about? Why did they do that though?
Who cares? Like, that's basically the reason. Like, if you're gonna retell a story,
just a break.
Like, yeah, like it's why not? Why keep doing the same story?
Break
like
the mold.
Why not?
Yeah,
just make the character experience like slightly different, you know, way of the world based on, you know, their personality or
right. Because why wouldn't there be like a black Superman or
a
black Batman or whatever?
Could you imagine a black Superman?
It's a bird. It's
a
plane.
Good name for
it's
album.
Black Superman.
Imagine a black.
No, they
Superman.
Wouldn't say that. It'd just be it's Superman. They wouldn't say oh shit, it's black now all of a sudden.
You ever listen to obviously everyone here has the Danger Doom album where it's like what do they call her? Black Debbie. Black.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Alright. I was gonna have this one be a number three, but it's just so weak. It's just like I just read through it. Number three, I'll just read
number
it
two
out loud.
And a half.
We'll make our own little segue of it.
2.5.
Basically, it's just they were talking about how the Avengers version of Quicksilver will differ from the X-Men Days of Future Past version.
Obviously, not gonna be anywhere near
as
fucking rad. Yeah,
no.
You don't think so?
No, really? Dude. I think that Quicksilver was fucking sick, dude.
But he had like one cool scene and that was it. But this
not
time,
even
but
that, just
he's
the way he embodied
the Quicksilver's
character,
gonna be fighting.
Like, he was just so like,
but the,
like
but
cool and like,
no,
oh,
that
like,
was
the fuck
this
about
Quicksilver's
everything.
Gonna be fighting like, Ultron and what's it called and like teaming up with everyone else. Like, come on,
care.
Bro.
You don't need it. You saw Quicksilver didn't need to team up with anybody. He took out the whole fucking Pentagon by himself. Come on now.
Yeah, the fucking White House. Yeah,
Pentagon.
Not whatever. There's a difference.
Different.
Yeah, there is a difference.
Did you watch
a
little difference?
No, I haven't. But
good. It's terrible.
There's still a difference.
Don't watch that movie.
It's fucking amazing.
It's terrible. Terrible. I've heard that movie was good.
I told you he has literally the worst opinions about everything. Like,
Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah, I like it.
Mortal Kombat 2 is better than X-Men Days of Future.
What?
He's such a contrarian, dude.
Contrarian.
He just tries to say, like, shocking shit. So people are like, no, like,
poor
and argue,
so
yeah.
Obviously, that movie is bad. Like, yeah, he knows.
Number four on the Edgar Report, The Death of Superman Lives. What happened?
What is
Ladies and gentlemen, this is actually really, really cool. I did not know this. Before I even get to the story, Tim Burton was going to make a Superman movie after he finished Batman Returns, while the other guys took over the other Batman movies. And it was going to be called Superman Lives. Now, not no joke, this movie got into pre-production, there's pictures, there's footage, and there's even posters for the movie. Superman Lives was set to star Nicolas Cage as Clark Kent.
You lost me right there. Right away.
Chris Rock as Jimmy Olsen and possibly Tim Allen as Brainiac. Schnepp's Documentary, which is a movie that's coming out now, will investigate what happened to this failed feature film, which never
Tim
got
Allen
past pre-production.
He would have
Ladies
been
and gentlemen,
funny in that.
Boys and girls, here you go.
World premiere.
Clark Kent, better yet, known as Superman.
Dude, that
Nicolas
fucking
Cage.
Sucks.
No, let me see this.
Fuck. That receding
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a visual, an audio podcast. You can't see. But we are looking at a picture of Nicolas Cage as Superman. This is probably the greatest picture I've ever seen.
You know,
that
the
looks
the
like
suit,
a Photoshop.
No, the suit doesn't even look that bad, though.
No, the
like,
suit doesn't look bad at
but
all.
But Nicolas Cage does. Like, you can't
No,
Superman,
that's the,
bro.
Nicolas Cage is the man. I would have loved to have seen this movie.
Is Superman, though. Like,
but this movie that is coming out right now is basically a documentary. Like,
it's like if they
try
to put Keanu
like,
Reeves in there or something.
Superman,
like,
oh, like Steve Buscemi. Like, no.
James Gandolfini.
Yeah, dude.
Peter Dinklage.
Listen. But this movie was is actually a documentary coming out. It was kickstarted, and it talks about the Tim Burton's unproduced Superman film that is actually going to be at San Diego's Comic-Con next week. The trailer The Death of Superman Lives, What Happened, will premiere Thursday at Masters of the Web comic book movie panel. Pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Creators of the Web.
I never knew that. Snap, ladies and gentlemen. Regular podcast tonight is a special.
Sponsored by Captain Morgan. Woo! Spiced in black rum.
It's actually Captain
Shouts
Morgan's
out to
brother.
Derek for bringing in some extra
Captain
rum.
Morgan.
Not that I ever drink, but
Sailor Jerry
drinking
is Captain Morgan's like scummy cousin.
Oh yeah, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, after we finish the Eddie Gower report, we always have a song and then we segue to the other half of the show. We're going to take a really long break. By the time we come back for the other half of the show, we're going to be trash.
And probably really angry at each other over video games.
You gotta, like, tell them that.
I just want to point out how I'm gonna body everybody in this room in FIFA, and, like,
dude,
everyone's gonna be so salty about it.
No, you're gonna
relax.
Get some from PSG after he loses to you. And then
I'm not losing.
He won't play me.
But you're missing one vital fact. I'm not losing.
Me and Buster are going to be playing.
I'll play as my Brazilian team, Fluminense, and I'll body this.
Me and Buster will be playing Smash Brothers while they go at it in FIFA. They were playing FIFA before we started the podcast, and they took a break. So
stop trying to
get the
Smash Brothers involved in everything. That's the only game you're good at.
Actually, no. I'm not going to lie.
No, actually, our Injustice has been pretty tight lately.
Buster,
I unlocked Catwoman.
Is actually nice. Your Catwoman is actually pretty sick, dude. You were on my Nightwing the other night, but what's it called, Buster? You're actually much better than your boys, and
you're actually
putting more of a fight. So,
I was watching your boys, like, wow, I could actually pick up this stick and get in.
Now,
they're talking shit too. Oh yeah, we're better than him. I'm like, okay, yeah.
Then what? Me?
No, me.
Oh no.
Who's better, you guys? And they're like, yeah, we are. I'm like, okay.
No, dude, I'm not even joking. Like, you were much better at Smash Brothers.
Thanks.
And I swear, like, a couple weekends of me and you playing, you're going to be...
No, dude, whenever I play them in Brawl, like, they do it subconsciously, but literally, I don't know what they do, but literally, I'll be getting thrown up in the air, and while I'm in the air, they're waiting for me to come back down. They're both sitting there waiting for me to come back down instead of fighting each other every time. And then I get back on the ground, and I'm actually fighting one of them. The other one comes in, knocks me into a combo, knocks me into the other combo, I start getting fucked up, and by, like... 10 seconds into the match, I have like 106 damage, and they both have zero.
That's hilarious. That happens to me every time I play that game with my friends Zach and Steven. They do the same thing. They're like, they wait to fight themselves after they take me out.
Yeah,
I'm like,
why do you fight
each other?
And then I call them out on it, and they're like, dude, we're not teaming up on you. Just play. And every time I'm like, I can't even fucking move. When it's one-on-one, it's a different story. It's 2-on-1. How do you want you're supposed to play?
Especially when they're waiting and you're coming down and
they're like, boom, knock you back up.
I'm
coming down and then I even do my extra jump and they're both just sitting there. Like, you just see them standing there. I'm like,
gotcha.
Move, bro. Fight each other. Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boys. Y'all are my boys still. I toast to your faces.
I'm
trashing
video games. Yeah.
All right. Let's go on here. This is actually kind of cool. This goes for me and Derek. Number 6 on the Eddie Gower Report. I'm not sure if this is the first game to do this. I'm pretty sure it's not. But Final Fantasy XIV's gay marriage decision inspires
gay
parade. A players of Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn, have held a gay pride parade following Square Enix's decision to allow same-sex marriage in the MMO.
Dog.
Slate reports members that the rough trade community gaming... It's cool, you can finally get married, Derek.
Finally, bro.
Gaming community guild on Gilgamesh's server decided to show their support for the change by holding a parade in which characters arrange themselves by armor... color so as to appear like a rainbow flag, blah blah blah.
True selves now.
It's hilarious.
It's true. Been holding back this entire time.
I don't know.
Because of this game.
Yeah.
It's the only reason.
Blah blah blah. That's cool. I don't know if this is the first MMO to do this. I don't think so.
No, it is.
I'm sure you could probably have same sex marriages in other games before. But
the cool part
about games,
this,
I can't think of
that's
any.
Cool. But
no,
I wanted
there was
to
one that was like not too
probably
long
EverQuest.
Ago. It was like controversial. No, it was like a really like not very well-known game.
Animal
it was, like,
Crossing
independent
2 or something.
I know something like that. something like that actually did. I'm not even kidding. Like, it was like Harvest Moon or something like that. I forget
probably
which
Harvest
one.
Moon.
But it had like a game area.
Sims? You'd think they'd have it in there.
But hey, speaking of...
Mass Effect, you could
get it down.
Which is cool.
Like, because
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The alien.
Only, you could only be a lesbian in that game, I think.
No, you could be a lesbian. That's how misogynistic
you couldn't get
the gaming industry.
You couldn't get down with, like,
it's like, it's like same lesbian. Sex is cool, but only if it's hot women.
Or alien chicks.
But, hey, we used to get down in Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
Me and Peter were actually talking about this recently. We're thinking about reviving our accounts.
I tried to get Peter to once, and then he was like, I don't know if I want to put money into that right now. So,
but he brought it up.
But if he wants to.
It's an MMO. There's a sub fee.
Yeah.
So everyone's complaining about. But not a cool thing
but
about
it's
this.
Awesome.
Which is the reason we stopped playing it in the first place.
But, hey, we played it for a long time. We played that game for like 5 months. Like, we were literally.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. What I love about Final Fantasy 14, and which I'll never forget.
This
like,
is
a
gay marriage.
It was addicting.
No, not even that. Before that, like, I want you guys to each, like, just listen to me here. When was the last time
that's
that
how usually
ever...
how you take in words.
Hold on.
I'm not going to watch
say,
you talk.
No.
Like, I'm going to listen to you.
Don't.
You smell your voice.
Don't.
What are you talking about?
Don't bust her through me. Listen, what was the last time every single one of your friends got like a game and then you all played
was
like
it
at once? Hold on, Final Fantasy 14.
I don't have any friends.
Me, jogging Adam, Gannon, Adam Berger,
yeah,
Peter.
Berger, that kid has a weak
Gannon,
ass back. I just want to throw that up.
What?
Truth?
And
he's admit it?
My friend, Chris, that's seven of my friends. We all got the game when it came out, and we were all playing together, and it was
yep.
fucking awesome.
I never had nerdy really friends,
yes.
so I never could
no,
play.
No. I'm talking about, like, they're not, like, these are people that I know.
No,
I'm
not.
The
I'm
nerdiest
being...
I ever got with, like, grouping up with my friends was playing with my brother and his friend on Black Ops 2 online, and we would just go into games. No, me and my little brother. And, like, my brother is, like, really sick with sniper rifles, like no scopes and like quick scopes, yeah, like all that shit.
Yeah.
And like I'm like I go ham with shotguns and like
yeah,
we
I
just
shot,
go into any game and like his friend is just like okay.
Dude.
And we'll just both go like 48-2 and like,
yeah.
people like quit out when we start calling in swarms and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Man.
But it's only really me and him and like one of his friends, so
but W101, bro. Wizard101, bro. Fuck all you guys.
bring it back to Final Fantasy 14, though. Shout out to it being cross-platform, because we never would have been able to do
Final
that.
Final Fantasy 15, too. That's one thing that swayed me towards the Xbox. Like,
oh, yeah, because it's not going to
be it's
going to
be released on both
version
consoles.
Of the PS version.
What?
Huh?
You're making some snide comment?
PlayStation.
Yeah, like, let me do, like, brand loyalty, because, like, my brands define how I live as a person.
Shouldn't you be a part of the PC Master Race now? You got this nice computer.
Wii U Master Race, bro.
To be honest with you, it's funny that you say that. Like, I told this to John. Like, when I first got the new OP5 PC, which is what we're actually using to record this podcast, which, holy crap, by the way, there's a substantial difference of quality once you listen to the versions of the podcast recorded through the computer. When I got the computer, I sat there and I installed Windows. I got like all my wallpapers that I wanted, like to have, because I already have like these pictures that I wanted to have as my all everything customized.
Naked,
I was like,
homosexual
well, all right.
gimps.
And then it got to the point where I was
nipple
like,
clamps.
Got all like the programs. What are the games? And I installed Steam and like the games that I already had purchased, and I was like, I'm not gonna, unless like a few of my friends get on Counter-Strike, like I don't like.
You can't go wrong
with
StarCraft
2.
Fuck that.
They were saying they got like Age of Empires 2 HD on there. That shit is sick, man.
Dude,
I would be playing that all the time
what's
online.
That fucking cheat code, like Big
Daddy. Trophies
get
on
car.
Or you play Civ 4. Like Civ 4 is awesome.
I don't know what it is, but like I feel like trophies have like made it
defined
like,
your life.
Like made it like it hard for me to play games on like other.
I know what you mean.
Right.
Like,
it
no
but
like
here's the thing,
OCD.
Though.
It's like oh, I gotta like collect every.
No.
Speaking of which, I got a platinum Dark Souls.
You still haven't.
We didn't have internet before, but now.
Shouts out to my roommate for being like the coolest guy ever, for giving me like the dopest platinum ever and doing it all by himself. But I will say this though. If I don't platinum Dark Souls 2 in return of the favor of him platinuming the first one, then I basically am a piece of shit.
And he's gonna suck Gaga's right? cock.
Yeah, basically we'll have to gargle his
basically,
balls.
Basically, I'm gonna platinum Dark Souls 2 before he gets
no, I'm not
gonna. Dude, there's this guy. There's this guy who's gonna give me free codes for Destiny beta, except he only had the Xbox.
Isn't it awesome how you asked for the codes and I saw that like one person just gave you the code? Like,
yeah. But that wasn't on there. It was another guy I had saw on like some other forum because before I had asked there. And he already has Dark Souls 2 Platinum. I mean, I know it's been out for a while now, but like,
here's the thing, though. Baka, I timed it. I was like, okay, when we finish the Platinum for Dark Souls, we're going to get Dark Souls 2, and then I'm going to start the Platinum for it. He took about a month and, like, I'd say
I think it was less
a week.
That.
No, it was less than that.
I remember him playing, and then he's like, oh, yeah, I accidentally forgot to play... I played half the game without the armor or whatever. And then, like, a week later, he was like, oh, yeah, our fog actually had to start all over. And then, like, 3 days later, he's like, oh, yeah, I beat the game. I was like, what the fuck? Six times. I'm like, what?
Yeah, we already beat
What did you play through with the first time? What
kind of the mage, first time right? I played through the game, I played as sorcerer. And then I thought it was, like, really easy because the first few bosses you play are, like, really, really easy if you have a good ranged attack.
Yeah, they are,
And, like, the second time I played through, like, I played through that character, like, she's, like, her name is Boner Lord, she's, like, soul level 144 right now, and, like, she has, like, insane strength and intelligence, so I use a weapon called the Moonlit Greatsword, which scales with intelligence, so, like, the more intelligence you have, like, the greater damage it does.
But
it's, like, a big-ass two-handed sword. No, it's not one hit, but, like, it has, like, a special attack where you slam it on the ground and it makes, like, a shockwave that can attack multiple enemies.
Baka did beat most of the bosses, but, like, there was this little dynamic as well where, like, when he first started, or even, like, through halfway through the game where, like, we would switch out sometimes through bosses. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I would wake up in the morning and he would still be playing, and then, like, he would just, like, walk up to his room in tiredness. Like, you forget that the game was even on, and I would just sit there. I'm starting my day. He's just finishing his day with Dark Souls. Fuck him. Mm-hmm. Like, the frustration in his eyes every time we would play that game when we first started, and I would go through and try to pick off some of the bosses. Picked off the dragon, which I was finally able to do through that playthrough. The one that's on the bridge that, like, mows everyone down.
Yeah.
And it leads to fucking nowhere.
But,
obviously.
No, it does lead to somewhere. That's why I started a new character. My new character is a paladin. Her name is Dees.
Nuts.
I'm sure for, yeah. Thank you. But, like, there's this place behind where this Hellkite dragon is that you think is, like, nothing, but it's actually, like, a covenant that you have to get to platinum the game. But you have to have 25 faith. And my character is such a high soul level that, like, every level I get costs, like, 100,000 souls.
Right.
So I would have to farm, like 15 million souls, like, to, you know, get a high enough level of my faith to be able to join the Covenant. So I just started a new game over. Because as long as you join it, like, you get the achievement no matter if it's on one or two characters.
Yeah.
But the final one that I'm going to get is collect all rare weapons. And, like, if we didn't have internet, I would have had to play through the game, like, 1.5 more times. But with internet, like, you can just have someone drop the item and you pick it up and then give it back to them. And it'll still count as you having the rare item. So I'll be able to get that achievement. And, like, the other two will take me, like, an hour to get, so...
Do you end up, like, navigating through all those dark-ass dungeons and shit?
Oh, yeah. Like,
he's been everywhere.
I've like...
Did you get that fire ring I was talking about to walk through the fire? I was talking about that.
Yeah, orange shard ring. Yeah, you get it after beating a boss. But I've literally, like, canvassed that game. Like, I know everything about it, like, in and out. Like, which mobs drop, like, which items. Like, where to get, like, certain Titanite. Like, upgrade your weapon.
When's the last time you
died? And I feel like...
Do you still die?
No, like, I've been running around with 10 humanity, like, and when you die, you lose all your humanity unless you pick up your recovery spot, but when you have 10 humanity, it increases, like, your item discovery to the maximum amount, especially if you wear, like, a ring that increases your item discovery.
Yeah. And here's the thing, though, I watched him play for a long, long time, so he's obviously a little bit more... He's more skilled than I will say, but much more skilled because he's been playing the game for like probably 80 some hours now.
The total hours added up on both the characters is probably like
100 hours, but the actual amount of time I've played, whereas, like, I've been, like, smoking from a tobacco pipe somewhere else while the game is just sitting there and on, you know what I mean? Like, so it's probably about, like, 60 hours I've played the game so far.
Indeed. So with his knowledge and skill already, and I'm quick the adapter, you know, I'll watch him play, and I've been watching him play, and I took out, you know, good some little portion of the bosses. The platinum of the second one will definitely be much easier, because the first one was basically just overcoming this, like what's this game about?
It has a lot to do with me, like, being just really impatient as a gamer. Just, I feel like
so
impatient. The way the games are now.
I feel like he was more patient than I was.
The way that most games are now, though.
His file deleted, and then, like, 2 minutes later, he's like, oh, start it again. And I'm like, I woke up in the morning, and then I saw that he was playing. I'm like, yo, where are you at? And he's just like, yo, the file got corrupted. And then I'm like, I paused, and I'm like waiting for like a pun or a joke or something like that. And I'm like, wow, he's serious. And I just stood there and I just sighed. And of course, he's been putting in most of the work, but I was just like, I just stood there and looked. And it's like every time I wake, it's funny too. Like we have this little conversation every time I wake up. I just walk up like I'm about to go to the bathroom like a zombie, and he'll just like update me on like some bullshit like of the day. It was mostly has to do with Dark Souls, and he'll be like, yo, my file got corrupted.
Bro, I was.
Are
like,
you serious?
By the time he woke up, I was almost back to the place that I was before, just because I understood like the mechanics of the game better
and the layout,
and like
yeah.
like working on like using an opponent's weakness versus having resistance to what they're doing.
The game is all about having. There's all the shortcuts too. Like,
yeah.
Once you figure out certain little things, you can
like
shortcut like
through
the game.
Now the way that I have it on my new character I think is already better than my old one, and he's like half the level. But, like, I use a sword that
paladin,
is the paladin that I created. His sword attack, like, because of the weapon that I use, causes, like, a stun. So it does it on bosses, like, on any creature that you fight in the game.
Yeah.
And it scales based on strength. And, like I never spent, like, any points in, like, any intelligence or, like, spell slots or anything like that. So I have one spell slot. I use it on throwing, like, this fat, like, fucking lightning spear and shit.
That would be useful, though, to stun the enemy.
And the sword does, like, 600 damage when you wield it two-handed. But, like, in the game, like, a big part of it is if you're not using a shield and you block, like, you still take damage no matter what.
Oh, you do, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're not good at dodging, like, you can't really wield a weapon two-handed.
Then you lose endurance, so you need that up too.
Well, like, I'm so good at just like predicting like my opponent's attacks and like knowing how to like evade and counter. Like I walk around two-handed no matter
what.
Which
is what makes you good at it. But I'm like stuck at this one part in the first Dark Souls, and I was telling Jackson the other day, and but
just kidding.
I'm stuck at this one part, and I'm a mage, and. No. It's just this tight little area, and this guy, you go through, you know, white mist, and then the one guy runs at you, and then there's two dogs, like dead dogs, that run at you.
You know,
and I can't fucking deal with it because I'm a mage and I'm like trying to do shit, and then they run at you.
About?
Yeah. And it's like,
you remember
what
I thought?
The hell? Like,
what we did,
which is why
the first
I almost wanted to restart and make a new
there,
character.
The first time, like, he was having a hard time. This is our first playthrough. Before we figured out, like, he was really easy to beat. You have to kill those two dogs first, but go
no,
in there
don't.
With a shield. You have to have
the
your
guy,
shield charged.
You know the pink guy who like comes out from the side? Basically, you just want to come out as far as so where he sees you, and then you back up and kill him, and the dogs are far enough away that if you can kill him without them seeing you.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you can, like...
The one dog, like, runs at you, like, right away.
Well, either way, like, their main attack is, like, the fire attack. And if you block their attack, if you have, like, a medium shield or anything better,
yeah,
like, it won't do any damage to
you.
Well,
think about it.
But they freeze for a long time after that, and they have really low health. What kind of character... You're playing a sorcerer?
Yeah.
So, if you have, like, a bunch of soul arrows, like, they won't even get close enough to you for it to be a
before
attack.
Well, the main guy does, though. The big guy, like, he comes at you, and then he can't... Like you
just
can't
back
do
up
anything,
soul arrow,
but there's like no, there's no room there though, because
yeah.
you go through the white mist door, and then he's right there. He fucking runs at you. There's a little area you can try to get around him, but if you get around him, there's the dogs run at you.
I know.
Yeah,
I know
you guys are missing something.
About.
You know why? Because you guys played it without.
Oh,
internet.
The Capra demon you're talking about, where he has like the two big ass swords. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
When you run in there, you immediately run on to where, like,
the stairs?
No, like, the columns are to the right.
Right.
And when he attacks you, like, he'll do, like, the powerful, like, down sword attack.
Right, which messes you up.
You just dodge out of the way. And the dogs will keep running at you, but, like, when they jump at you, either just block their attack and then sprint away because it'll put them in, like, a freeze state. And you go up the stairs, and there's, like, a ledge on the right side. And you can just stand on that ledge, and he can't hit you. So you can go up there, like, you just soak up the damage, basically. Like they're, one of them is going to hit you. But as long as it doesn't stun you, you just run up the stairs and go on the ledge. And you can drink Estus and then just pull out a bow or cast spells. And none of them will be able to get to you. Because as soon as they try to get on the ledge, all of them fall off. And, like, the Capra Demon actually has one, like, overhead attack that can touch you. But you'll stay on the ledge regardless. So you can just drink Estus.
True.
And he'll turn around and run up the stairs again. And then drop down, and you just keep shooting him with spells until he's dead.
You guys think you're cool? Some guy beat it in 26 minutes and 58 seconds.
So Dark Souls?
Yeah.
Wow.
26 minutes and 58 seconds.
Just running through parts,
there's
I would think,
over.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, well, most of the levels, you could probably just run through it until the white mist without touching one enemy.
I was watching a playthrough the other night of, like, some guy who beat Fallout in, like, 2 minutes, and I was like, what?
2 minutes?
Fallout 3, and I was like, how's that possible?
No, I saw someone beat Portal,
like,
first Portal game in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, and what he did was, like, he, like, glitched
but...
through, like, a bunch of parts
that
he wasn't supposed to.
Well, that's, you know the meme, like, the cake isn't real?
Yeah.
Well, the cake is real, but you have to use a glitch to get to it. Like, throughout Portal, it always talks about the cake at
the
beginning.
In
the
beginning,
it has,
like, a...
But yeah,
like,
they show it in the...
He would, like...
Yeah, well,
he wouldn't even
glitch,
do, like,
the
thing
that
you're...
I don't know exactly
how
to do it.
Squeeze through, like,
video,
levels.
Like, in the very first area that you're in.
On, like, the chair, and
then
he jumps on the desk,
and then he's, like, through
the
level, and then all of a sudden he's outside,
and
he's going
through. And all of a sudden you, like, glitch through the wall, and you fly through every level at once, and then at the end you're in a room, and there's just, like, a birthday cake there.
Yeah, there is.
It's, like, happy birthday, like...
It's an Easter egg.
Oh, okay, all right. Because I was going to say, the cake isn't technically a lie. I mean, you're never going to see it, but it is at the end of the game. They show you it. It is in a room, so it's
not...
Yeah,
you can go to that room.
It's not a lie. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
The cake is real.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the same time, unless you're playing the computer, it doesn't matter.
Right. Like, I couldn't do that on
my
360.
All
right.
Yeah. Well...
Nice segue.
Wrapping this up.
Awesome.
Alright.
Dark Souls is cool, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that segued from me saying that it's hard for me to play games on other systems because I don't get trophies. Even though Xbox get achievements in on a computer, technically there's, like, Steam stuff, but...
Speaking of which, I've been racking up FIFA.
Drinking watermelon? I've been drinking.
Alright. Baka, this one's for you. Number 7. Let's wrap up the Edigawa report here real quickly. Number 7 on the Edigawa report. Robert Downey Jr. Seems like he's going to be playing Iron Man in Iron Man 4.
Good. Thank God.
Yeah,
good.
They weren't sure.
It's not confirmed.
Like, I really love Robert Downey as Iron Man.
Yeah,
you know, he's
awesome.
A top
he's
paid,
perfect.
He's a top
he
paid actor.
He
twice
really put
twice
Marvel on the map in the first Iron Man movie.
Yeah.
Because that was the first Iron Man movie.
Iron Man, in my opinion, was like a C status character. Where, like, he wasn't up there where, like,
no,
Batman.
Dude, Iron Man
before that movie. Before that movie. And I feel like it's part of popularity, like, who knew what Iron Man was before Robert Downey Jr.?
Comic book
readers? Especially in the 80s, Iron Man was probably, like, the most
mainstream.
Popular, yeah.
Mainstream.
I'm talking about the mainstream. I mean, in the 80s and, like, the early 90s, Iron Man was the most popular Marvel character because he was so fucking metal, literally.
But it's hard to compare back then in the 80s when they didn't have, like, YouTube and all these shows and comic books.
It's not hard to compare, dude. If it was, like... ragingly popular then when there was no, like, social media or something to, like,
exactly.
No, I think it's cause,
facilitate,
like,
its popularity.
He's just a human in a suit. That's what I think that's the kind of thing, like.
Also, he has a lot of, like, storylines, like, he's sort of like a morally ambiguous person who is an alcoholic and, like, does, like, a lot of fucked
he's
up
got
shit.
Issues,
but, like, that was the thing where, like, Marvel separated from DC all the DC character storylines for the longest time were just, like, oh, like, he's a guy who dresses up and he's got a good heart and he does right.
DC.
Whereas,
right
like,
here.
Marvel introduced, like, the morally ambiguous characters where it's, like,
yeah, like, he does good sometimes, but really, like, he has no problem, like, killing you, or like, he's got a bad leg, but he's fucking telekinetic or some shit. So it was, instead of being one-dimensional characters, it was two-dimensional characters. Like, they had, like, a, you know, fatal flaw or whatever, but it was, like, the first step in really telling beautiful, like, comic stories. Like,
they still try to dig at that about Iron Man, though. Even I was watching a new Avengers, like, TV show with my nephew, and they were just like, they just kept ragging on Iron Man, like, dog, you're just a human in a suit, bro. Like, you ain't got no powers. Like, it's like, dude, leave Iron Man alone. He's a badass. Like,
but shouts to DC, though. That's part of, like, the Batman influence, because, like, in Justice League, everyone's always like, oh, Batman, you're like, you're just a garbage human. And he's always like, oh, I'm the fucking knight. And
that's why he works out so hard, though. Batman's got the grudges. Yeah. He's like,
the angriest motherfucker in comics.
Like. Yeah. Yeah, for sure he is.
Pretty sure that's the Hulk, asshole.
Nah, bro. Batman's got that inner rage, like that boiling rage that never goes away. Hulk is that like, stop fucking with me rage.
Honestly, yeah. Batman just, like, snaps. Yeah. What if, like, Batman was secretly the Hulk the whole time? He just had it controlled. How intense would that be? Bruce Wayne, yeah, Bruce Banner? You see that shit, bro? I just found this conspiracy. Look, Batman is Bruce Banner, is the Hulk. He knows how to control his anger. That's what it is. Bruce Banner, Bruce Wayne, fucking lying ass bitch.
Brazilian
trying
shit.
To fucking.
Number 8 on the Edgar Report.
Change his last name.
Spider-Man.
I'm on to you, Batman.
Spider-Man 3 is delayed until 2018, and the Sinister Six movie has finally got a release date, which is going to be November 11th in 2016.
I told you guys last week this. I told you.
Oh, yes.
Well, it makes sense because, like, they're probably going to do Sinister Six in 2016, which is what they're saying, and then Venom is probably going to be, like, 2017.
Which doesn't make sense either. None of that makes sense. How are you going to have a
movie about
like, Spider-Man's villains without Spider-Man?
Well, no. He probably... what they're saying is he probably will be in the movie, but Andrew Garfield himself won't be, like unmasked. Imagine...
But I'm saying, like, what is it going to be? The villain's point of view getting their ass kicked? Like,
the Sinister Six movie is, like...
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and then when they're out doing shit, then you'll see Spider-Man
the
going through, like, oh...
They're not fighting Spider-Man in the Sinister Six movie.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
they're going on submission. They're going on submission. I don't know.
I haven't seen
the movie yet.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense. It's stupid.
They'll try to do it somehow. Yeah.
So yeah. So if that movie,
it'll be a Spider-Man movie.
I'm saying it's not.
How are you gonna just have Spider-Man?
That's what I'm saying. As I just said when you're about them, like, how are you gonna make a movie about Spider-Man's villains? Like, how are you gonna make it from the point of view of the villains, them getting their ass kicked? What the fuck kind of movie is that?
I don't know.
Well, alright,
that way
Spider-Man has to be in it. Ass kicked.
Venom might be in it.
Who are they? Yeah, Venom.
I don't know.
No, that's what it's, I thought that's what it was Venom in the
Well, here's the thing though. Baka, I don't know if
that
was,
would make
but
sense.
Spider-Man 3 was delayed until 2018. Sinister Six, 2016. I think Venom will be 2017. Probably. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, well, and all the earliest reports I read, it was called Venom in the Sinister Six.
No, they're two different movies.
No, that's what they were referring to it as. Like, when
the
reports of the movie first started coming out, the title that they said was Venom in the Sinister Six.
It's funny because, you know, Batman is also Spider-Man.
Roy Baca made a
point.
Batman is also Spider-Man, on top of being the Hulk. He went back in time, changed his name... Bit by a radioactive spider.
Peter Parker, follow me on Facebook at Vic Von Doom.
You mean Bruce Wayne?
No relation.
You mean Bruce Wayne?
No, I mean Spider-Man, Peter Parker.
Dude, he is Spider-Man. Bruce Wayne.
In number
Spider-Man.
9, on Anna Gower.
I'm on to you, Batman.
Anyone who watches Arrow is probably excited for this, or at least I am.
Also an idiot.
Speed, a.k.a. Arsenal, a.k.a. Red Arrow
Arsenal
outfit.
Nah.
What?
Why is there so many suits? Like,
oh, that
like,
looks like Green Arrow, but he's red.
Yeah, what the fuck's the point of that? They have so many of those. Like
Scorpion and Sub-Zero. Like, oh, you're just a blue
and Reptile.
The yellow one.
And Reptile and Ermac.
But hold on. Speedy is probably...
Rain, and Noob Saibot and
Stop.
Smoke.
First of all, stop being so loud and Brazilian and interrupting. I'm trying because you do that a lot. Okay. I'm trying not to do it as much on the world's most regular podcast.
City of God.
God damn it, it's my podcast. Let me fucking speak.
Your podcast.
Speedy is probably next to Robin, the world's most oldest sidekick.
Bob.
Just saying.
Sure.
Who cares?
what a great title to have.
Speedy's
been a sidekick forever.
Yeah.
Good job.
But he's badass, though, bro.
But I don't get it. Like, it's just a red green arrow.
You ever watched Young Justice?
Who gives a shit?
No, bro. I spend my time doing cool shit, like playing Xbox One.
Oh, yeah.
Smoking out of my tobacco pipe.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, like, I don't get
your
that.
Your wooden tobacco pipe?
Like, we got the Flash, and we got, like, the yellow Flash, and, like, I know it's not the same. But,
reverse Flash, bro, up
yeah,
in his bitch.
Fuck.
Reverse Flash. Who came up with that?
First of all right, it seems to be that in this household of the operation of AMs, Mayhems, 5 a.m. in the Mayhem, OP5 TV, shouts out to everyone else on Twitter.
English!
Motherfucker,
do you
speak
it?
Oh, shit.
I was waiting for you guys.
Good.
Good job.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. Good.
I was waiting. I was like, English!
Good. You guys, what's it called? Segwayed. Not segwayed, but you guys
crimped. No, we
crimped.
Collaborated.
They collaborated nicely.
No, we crumbed it.
Johnny Baca.
We did a three-way
Derek Geyer on a track, ladies and gentlemen.
And Buster Hyman.
John Roy Baca seems to be of the Marvel house. I am of the DC house. I will argue that all day, son.
The writer house. Like, I like certain writers, but
Marvel.
If you're gonna compare, like, the
track
how, like, how interested I am in the characters, like, I'll take Marvel. Over DC all
yeah.
day. Like, the only DC character that I'm really, like, enamored with is Green Lantern and his villains.
The only, the opposite for me is the only person that I really fucks with on the Marvel side is Spider-Man, and, like, I like, I don't really like his villains except for Green Goblin, and I like Venom and all of the symbiote stories that go along with that. Aside from that, I can give a shit about any other fucking Marvel character.
Yeah,
I don't like
my favorite
comic, I don't
like
Captain America. I like the movie. I don't like X-Men. Fuck the X-Men. Who else do I like? Daredevil could suck a dick.
Mr. Mosby.
The Hulk?
From Zack and Cody.
The Hulk is cool. Zach and Cody. Shouts out to
Mr. Mosby. Shouts out to Mr. Cooper from hanging with Mr. Cooper, too.
Dude, shouts out to Mr. Kubot from that movie Unwrapped on Disney Channel about the mummy.
And Mr. Belding.
That shit
was
Mr.
awesome.
Mr. Belding
awesome.
From Saved by the Bell.
All by myself. Don't wanna be all by myself anymore. Oh, yeah, motherfucking quartet.
Regular podcast.
Is
ladies and gentlemen,
podcast quartet.
That ends the Adagawa Report.
Tabasco, 5 a.m. me doing battle with the rascals. This is how I go into your mind that I dismantle.
Yeah.
Kidnap your career and then we hold it up for ransom.
Calm down, homie.
I'm sick of these shitty rappers I have to pamper. Leave them duct taped in the back of the truck, cramped up. Saw your body parts in the back of the damn van. What? Step to the beat with me? You better man up. The idea is for you to nod your head and throw your hands up before I go.
Ladies and gentlemen, and we are back. Fuck. Round 2. My head hurts.
Been sleeping for an hour and a half.
Yeah, why don't you guys yell at each other while you're playing fucking FIFA?
You could have easily went upstairs.
That's a man's game.
Our FIFA report is that I bodied everyone a bunch and talked a shitload of crap until Buster beat me.
The Superman report?
And, yeah, the Superman report.
Analytical.
Then Buster beat me, and then I shut up, and then I beat him twice in a row.
And then he opened up his mouth again.
And I kept talking again. But, yeah, so far my record is, like, 10-1, so shout out to Buster. Well, I played for many hours.
How did Derek do on his rematch?
Oh, he didn't beat me. I kept whooping his ass.
Kept whooping my ass. It was 0-0 into penalty kicks.
We got to
and I saved
to
one of your
penalty
kicks.
He got to a game where we went to penalty kicks. I'll give him that.
Save one of your penalty kicks
after
in
that,
extra
he didn't
time.
Come within 2 goals of me.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay.
So
It was too.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm still at the top of the podium.
As far as I'm concerned, sports are still for the devil.
Alright. Well, sports are for the devil.
This is not sports. This is a sports video game. It's different.
Whatever. Alright. Don't support the sports.
Wait, you were talking shit about how good you are at FIFA. Literally, like,
he didn't play a single minute.
Wow.
I know. Look at you.
And I'm Brazilian, bro.
I'm Brazilian.
Of course I'm good at FIFA.
Yeah.
So until he saw me play, and then he was like, "I'm taking a nap."
Yeah. Yeah.
Son, I'd wreck face in FIFA. Alright.
You hear this?
I shut Konami down.
Yeah.
This
is a fucking verbal record right here. This is on record.
You can't take
this
back.
It's more.
Well, you could probably delete it.
This is a verbal transcript. Right?
Hey, you want to talk?
Delete
listen, this entire
part.
Just leave
this
part entire part of the podcast.
I'm
going to
edit this part
of music
out.
play music over the background.
Just like little
bass
drown
us out.
Elevator music.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, the next few minutes were pointless, so I just added this elevator music.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Regular Podcast, the world's most regular podcast. You can subscribe to podcasts regularly. You can subscribe to our podcast regularly. Actually, that worked out. On iTunes or Podomatic. Every Tuesday and Wednesday, we decide to stop being lazy to get together and record.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet ain't got no rhythm. And no one knows the rest of the song. Should've known better than cheating.
Except if your name is Baka.
If you can't find us on Podomatic or on iTunes, subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/OP5TV.
And if you can't find us there, you must be blind and deaf.
Hey,
you,
Tupac, I'm still waiting for you to shout me out on Twitter. I know you're still alive.
Operation5am.com, IcoTheRainMan.
Shout out to Lil Ugly Man, a.k.a. Sean Kemp. Yeah,
follow me
follow
on Twitter.
Me on Twitter.
Shout out to Young Lee and the Sad Boys. Young Lee and the Sad Boys.
Especially
a depressed teenager who's my favorite sad boy. Follow me on Twitter at Vic Von Doom. I know you're listening.
Nah, y'all are fags. Y'all fucking sold yourselves out. Fucking fags. Faggots. Yoshi City was your downfall. That's what I have to say about that shit. But yeah, shouts out to Brittany if you're listening to this. Love you.
No, fuck you, Brittany.
Break up with him. He
damn, bro.
Sucks in video games.
Yeah, Tetris is not fun.
Damn.
He's just mad because I'm about to fucking whoop his ass in feet right now.
Follow all those famous people. Please follow.
Enough with the jokes.
All right, listen. All those famous people. Please follow.
Bunster.
Bunder.
Go
Bunder.
Bunder asshole. Glitter.com.
As you see, everyone besides me and I think Derek too is inebriated. So
I'm Ico the Rain Man at Ico the Rain Man. John Roy Baca is Vic Von Doom. Buster Hyman is at Buster_Hyman. Derek Geyer is at Derek123 something. What's your what's your Twitter?
I actually
last
don't
activity
remember.
Was in like 3003, like the Spider-Man.
Wow, he profile
fucking,
is
I
a
just
picture of an egg.
What everyone
Derek,
says
he
on posted
in the future.
Yeah,
his
apparently.
Profile picture
3003.
He's still an egg.
Bro, he posted in 3003 though.
Oh my god.
Well,
he's
I
so ahead of
the future too. Well, you're so 2000 and late. That's your problem.
Damn.
All right, we got this bug. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
That's
fucking gay.
That was the departure of Buster Hyman, ladies and gentlemen.
But yeah, I posted from 3000. Derek Geyer at
We
Derek
need to
get
Geyer, we need to decide what
Geyser.
Derek's.
What's, we're going to decide what your Twitter is.
Oh, how about at pussy_fountain?
Pussy fountain?
No,
yeah.
That's
fun,
ridiculous
right?
Now.
What? Pussy fountain?
I'm about to look what my...
No one wouldn't follow you if you could handle it.
Pussy mountain?
No, pussy fountain. Like,
how about we do
like
a Superman pun?
Well of pussies.
What do I edit
the
that
pussy
up?
Of steel.
Oh, here.
What is it? Ladies and gentlemen,
I can see like a pussy clad in steel, but like not a pussy made out of steel. That would not be pleasant. Unless you had a steel dick, of course.
A steel dick?
To penetrate the pussy of steel?
Otherwise, it just hurts.
Yeah,
his name
sure.
Should be like the steel dick of Pussy Mountain.
Yeah,
is that though?
Are you gonna decide what your name
is? Pussy Fountain. Pussy_Fountain is a good Twitter.
I don't know. No, put no underscores in your name, bro.
Yeah, no, you need an underscore.
And make the fountain a pussy.
And your Abby has to be like
a
Photoshop of like
a
water fountain with just like pussy just like sprouting out of it.
That could be your fucking like.
Hey yo, Derek, this salad tastes just like pussy.
Gimmick. Fountain of
you're
pussy.
The fountain of pussy. Like, yo, make that pussy sweat like a
fountain of pussy.
G-string.
No, I'm stop.
Or like a fountain
of
pussy.
Ladies
and gentlemen,
this is
Twitter.
Wait, they won't let me use that, right? Because it's derogatory.
No, it's not.
They will.
Twitter, yeah.
Mine's Niggerman28. my under the.
So
what,
somebody probably has it.
What's it gonna be?
Mine's good.
Lord
shit,
Steel
either.
Dick of Mountain of
Fountain of Pussy is available.
Follow Derek at Fountain underscore.
No,
at Fountain of Pussy.
Fountain of Pussy, yeah.
Derek at Fountain of Pussy.
Only here on regular podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Because
they just gave it to me. So.
Derek Geyer at Fountain of Pussy.
I'm only updating that until like next time I'm on here, and I'll have something different.
Anytime you reply to someone on Twitter, you gotta be like super serious. Like, no hint of like irony or something. Like, yeah, dude, like,
have a sad come, baby.
It's funny too because that's all that his Twitter is him bitching at some sports guys and then like a retweet
it's
of
like,
some famous.
It's like Young Gun Dad. Like, oh, and they're like. He's like, I don't think black people should have rights. And you're like, whoa.
What is a black people? What is that even?
A black people?
Yeah.
Wild
like several
black
of them
black
people.
Oh, like a flock? Or like a herd?
That's racist.
Ladies and gentlemen,
as we spiral down
racist.
The drain,
you're making it racist.
You're
so what's a group of white people?
What?
What's a group of white people?
Trash.
No, what is a sheep called?
A herd.
A herd, right? So
that's all I'm saying.
A herd, yeah.
Ladies
flock.
And gentlemen.
Flock.
And on that note.
We're not done yet here.
Flock.
Thank
flock.
You.
A flock.
Thank
farewell.
You.
Flock
of pussy.
Thank you.
A flock
of white people.
For tuning in
a
to the world's
most
regular podcast.
A herd of white people. A flock of white people.
When I'm blowing up, I'm coming home a hero to nobody who made a million out of zero. No Hollywood production sequel or the prequel. Black painted window, something you cannot see through. Checking in like a hotel suite. I got the blunt lit, the desks under my feet. With a little bad time hiding under the sheets. And I got the smell of sex on me and I reek. Check it, I run with a wolf pack. You should know he's a warrior. Yeah, he never walks lonely. Shouts.